You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and Art Farmer gets us started this week.
Thank you. for you is a love that is deep and true. Never let us part. You satisfy my lonely heart. The touch of your entangles me in your arms. It's plain to see there is no other one for me. You're my star above. You'll always be the one
right. Thank you for the 30-second fade there. That was Freddie Hubbard and Crisis on the Blue Note label from August of 1961, and it rounds out an extended set of sides. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them as they were heard. We started with Art Farmer and The Cool One from September 1960 from a package on the Argo label Big City Sounds. It was Art Farmer trumpet, Benny Golson tenor, Tom McIntosh trombone, Cedar Walton piano, Tony Williams on bass, and Tootie Heath on the drums. Then we listened to a follow-up by Art. Blues on Down was the name of it, from the same session with the same band on the same record, Big City Sounds on the Argo label from September 1960. Two by Art Farmer. Then Mal Waldron, and From This Moment On, from May of 1956, package called the Mal Waldron Sextet on the Prestige label. Mal Waldron piano, Idris Suleiman trumpet, Sahib Shahab on alto, John Coltrane on tenor, Julian Yule on the bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. After Mal Waldron came Gigi Grice with the pair. First, In a Meditating Mood from October 1955, the package was on this Signal label originally. The Gigi Grice Orchestra was the name of it. Gigi Grice on alto, Art Farmer trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone. This is mostly a showcase for Jimmy's trombone work there. Gunther Schuller on flugelhorn, Bill Barber tuba, Danny Bank on baritone, Horace Silver piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. And then Gigi Grice featuring Ernestine Anderson on the vocals, You'll Always Be the One I Love from October 1955, Art Farmer trumpet, Eddie Burt trombone, Julius Watkins flugelhorn, Gigi Grice alto, Cecil Payne baritone, Horace Silver piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Art Blakey on the drums. And we wrap the set up with Freddie Hubbard and Crisis from August of 1961. Package was on the Blue Note label, ready for Freddie Hubbard. We had Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Bernard McKinney euphonium, Wayne Shorter tenor, McCoy Tyner piano, Art Davis on the bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline here on the program is from 1944 through roughly 1964. Our next set begins with Kay Winding. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Jazz at the Philharmonic, little lineup teaming Charlie Parker and Coleman Hawkins in the same group, a piece called Ballade. Looks like ballad, but you stick an E on the end and it's ballade, from October of 1950. It's a Jazz at the Philharmonic All-Stars, Charlie Parker, Coleman Hawkins, Hank Jones, Ray Brown, Buddy Rich, even I'd sound good with those guys. It rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We started with a pair by Kay Winding, First Speak Low, November 1960, off a package on the Impulse label called The Incredible Kay Winding Trombones. And Kay Winding, John Messner, Tony Studd, and Paul Felice were all on trombones, Paul Felice on a bass trombone, Ross Tompkins piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, El Bendini on the drums, and Olatanji on percussion. Speak Low. Then that same lineup from the same session, from November 1960, Kay Winding and his incredible Kay Winding trombones and Little Darlin'. After that, it was Cal Jader, SS Groove from April 1960, package on the Fantasy label called Concert on Campus. Cal Jader vibes, Lonnie Hewitt on piano, Eddie Coleman bass, Willie Bobo drums, and Mongo Santa Maria on the congas. And that led us around to the Philharmonic All-Stars, Jazz at the Philharmonic All-Stars, and Ballade from October 1950. You've been listening to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Again, the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. We're here every week. We'll be back again next week. To take us on out this week, let's call on Errol Garner. This goes back to his initial sessions, which were just supposed to be practice sessions that he recorded, but Blue Note was so impressed they issued the things. This is from November 1944, piece they call Cloudburst, and we'll see you next time around.